Chapter 1. The Commodity of Kings. The great end of life is not knowledge, but action. Thomas Henry Huxley. I had heard about him for many months. They said he was young, wealthy, healthy, happy, and successful. I had to see for myself. I watched him closely as he left the television studio, and I followed him over the next few weeks, observing as he counselled everyone from the president of a country to a phobic. I saw him debate dietitians, train executives, and work with athletes and learning disabled kids. He seemed incredibly happy and deeply in love with his wife as they travelled together across the country and around the world. And when they were through, it was time to jet back to San Diego to spend a few days at home with their family in their castle overlooking the Pacific Ocean. How was it that this 25-year-old kid with only a high school education could have accomplished so much in such a short period of time? After all, this was a guy who only 3 years ago had been living in a 400-square-foot bachelor apartment and washing his dishes in his bathtub. How did he go from an extremely unhappy person, 30 pounds overweight, with floundering relationships and limited prospects, to a centred, healthy, respected individual with great relationships and an opportunity for unlimited success? It all seemed so incredible, and yet the thing that amazed me most was that I realised that he is me. His story is my own. I'm certainly not saying that my life is what success is all about. Obviously, we all have different dreams and ideas of what we want to create for our lives. In addition, I'm very clear that who you know, where you go, and what you own are not the true measure of personal success. To me, success is the ongoing process of striving to become more. It is the opportunity to continually grow emotionally, socially, spiritually, psychologically, intellectually, and financially, while contributing in some positive way to others. The road to success is always under construction. It is a progressive course, not an end to be reached. The point of my story is simple. By applying the principles you will learn in this book, I was able to change not only the way I felt about myself, but also the results I was producing in my life, and I was able to do so in a major and measurable way. The purpose of this book is to share with you what made the difference in changing my life for the better. It is my sincere hope that you will find the technologies, strategies, skills, and philosophies taught within these pages to be as empowering for you as they have been for me. The power to magically transform our lives into our greatest dreams lies waiting within us all. It's time to unleash it. When I look at the pace at which I was able to turn my dreams into my present-day life, I can't help feeling an almost unbelievable sense of gratitude and awe. And yet, I am certainly far from unique. The fact is, we live in an age where many people are able to achieve wondrous things almost overnight, to achieve successes that would have been unimaginable in earlier times. Look at Steve Jobs. He was a kid in blue jeans with no money who took an idea for a home computer and built a Fortune 500 company faster than anyone in history. Look at Ted Turner. He took a medium that barely existed, cable television, and created an empire. Look at people in the entertainment industry like Steven Spielberg or Bruce Springsteen, or businessmen like Lee Iacocca or Ross Perot. What do they have in common other than astounding, prodigious success? The answer, of course, is power. Power is a very emotional word. People's responses to it are varied. For some people, power has a negative connotation. Some people lust after power. Others feel tainted by it as if it were something venal or suspect. How much power do you want? How much power do you think is right for you to obtain or develop? What does power really mean to you? I don't think of power in terms of conquering people. I don't think of it as something to be imposed. I'm not advocating that you should either. That kind of power seldom lasts. But you should realize that power is a constant in the world. You shape your perceptions, or someone shapes them for you. You do what you want to do, or you respond to someone else's plan for you.